The Revelation of Padre Pio, January 15, 1957. Since 1918, I have had bleeding marks on my arms, legs, and a scar on my side. I live in a Capuchin monastery where the Lady of Graces is venerated. Our Savior Jesus Christ made the following message to me. The hour of my coming, judgment for a third of humanity, is near. At this coming there will be mercy, and at the same time a hard and terrible punishment. My angels called to this task will be armed with swords. Their attention will be directed against those who do not believe and blaspheme against God's revelation. From the clouds will arise torrents of fiery streams, falling all over the earth. Bad weather, storms, lightning, floods, earthquakes will follow one another in different countries. It will rain continuously. It will start on a very cold night. The thunder and earthquakes will last for 3 days and 3 nights. It will prove that God is first and foremost. Let those who hope in me and believe in my words do not fear, because I will not abandon them. Especially those who will give this warning to others for their own good, so that people will convert and stop doing wrong. Whoever is in a state of grace and seeks my mother's protection, nothing will happen to him. To prepare for this, I am giving you signs. The night will be very cold, the wind will roar, and after a while there will be thunder. Then close the doors and windows without talking to anyone outside the house. Kneel under the cross, repenting for your sins, ask my mother for her protection. While the earth is beginning to quake, do not look out, for my Father's wrath is respectable. Whoever does not heed this advice will die in the blink of an eye, because the heart cannot bear the sight. Whoever suffers fearlessly will not perish. He is a martyr. He will enter my kingdom. On the third night, the fire and earthquake will cease, and on the following day the sun will shine. In human forms, angels will descend to earth, bringing with them a spirit of peace. The immeasurable gratitude of old mankind will soar to heaven in fervent prayer of thanksgiving. The punishment that will come cannot be compared to any other that God has allowed for creatures from the beginning of the world. One third of humanity will die. The gravity of time prompts me to point out to everyone that this great danger threatens humanity if it does not change. Nobody knows the day and time when punishment will come. My Father knows when this will happen. Remember this severe admonition that I am giving you. Do not be afraid. But do not underestimate it, because the danger is threatening all mankind. In view of the short time, it is necessary to use it eagerly, not to succumb to evil, nor to yield. It is your job and duty to point out the impending danger, because there will be no excuse for not knowing. Heaven waits a long time and warns, and people don't care. When it is too late, a large boulder of white fog will emerge across the night without declaring war. From Budapest to Nuremberg and from Dresden to Berlin, both of these colonies will be occupied by the military, the third line from the Ruhr to Königsberg. Then black and gray birds will come from the south with such power that they will change heaven and earth. Headquarters, Kirchberg, near Bonn. The first bomb will fall into a church in the Bavarian forest. Everything will be destroyed, and no one can cross these pages. A lot of destructive material will fall to the ground. There are tanks going through huts and houses. People are sitting in these vehicles, but their bodies hang because they are no longer alive, but lie around with black faces. Towns and villages will die as a result of the flood. South of England, with the North Shore, will be gone. Scotland will stay. In the west, the land will disappear and new lands will arise. New York and Marseille will die. Paris will be two-thirds destroyed. Ries 10, Augsburg, Vienna will be spared. Augsburg and the countries south of the Danube will not be affected by the war. Whoever looks in the direction of the destruction will perish, because his heart cannot withstand this terrible sight. More people will die in one night than in two world wars. Then faith will be strong. A few years after these atrocities, there will be golden times. Let us remain in a state of grace without grave sin, because we are in God's hand. Amen.
Amen. This was a message from Padre Pio.